This field is wide open, and there is so much space for many scientists, but many practitioners as well, and policymakers to come in and work together. There's so many areas for growth. I mean, you know, there's not just a traditional pipeline of starting with efficacy studies and moving to effectiveness research and then implementation. I mean, that's an older way of thinking. There are more evolved ways of thinking that are reflected in some of the implementation frameworks. So, I mean, my advice is to jump in and get involved and sort of move beyond the traditional paradigms of just evidence-based strategies being the only thing that you can invest in. When I talk to a lot of new researchers, actually, you know, they don't even realize that this is an option for them, like that this is out there, that this is a possibility for them, and that there's significant contributions to be made in the actually doing the implementation. A great way to think of it for me is not just identifying what works, but how it works and how to deliver it to what particular populations and what particular individuals under what particular conditions. I mean, it's just very exciting.